got good beer. All right, regular listeners here to The Root know what that means. It's time for a little fish report with me and Leaf. How you doing, Leaf?
I'm doing pretty good today. How you doing, Deb?
Well, I'm doing fine. I should tell people, though, that truthfully, you came in a little bit down in the mouth. We got a little bit of sad news to report here this time.
I'm trying to learn some patience and discipline in life.
Yeah.
You know, I have been on this search for a while, and this helps.
Well, good. I'm glad you're taking it like a trooper. But we had last few weeks, of course, we've been talking about a second part to the Steelhead season, and the news is...
Yeah, I've been holding off because I've just not been hearing good news and waiting till the last minute just to... you know, get you the most sure news I could. And it's just not going to happen. We just don't have the numbers. I was hoping that there would be a change of mind and in fish movement before the end of this season, but it just has not happened.
Yeah. And this goes back to some issues that happened earlier with the extremely long, hot summer. Water temperatures got to a place where we were having a lot of mortality out in the big river.
But
that affected just how many fish that lived.
Yeah, we're still feeling the ripples of that warm water that we had in not only the Methow, but especially the Columbia that, you know, made some headlines with the death of some sturgeon and sockeye. And we're still feeling the effects of it in that... a lot of people that were listening to the report in the fall probably remember us talking about how a lot of fish had come up here, most likely from the Wenatchee. We, you know, knew at the time, and we were talking about that. And sure enough, for that reason, once the water cooled off, we saw a bunch of those fish turn around and go back down over wells and up the Wenatchee, which led to an opening of steelhead on the Wenatchee, which was great for people like my friend Brad and everybody else down there that wanted to fish, but not so great for us because that all of a sudden took us from that tier two permit, which allows us a lot more fish, all the way down to the tier one, which is a big movement down in allowable catch and escapement there. So, and so we just had to slam the door shut on that one. We were in the red as far as take goes, and we've pretty much remained there. We right now at this point would need to see at least 60 wild fish come back up over wells. And in the past, I know we talk about how a lot of these Methow fish hold back at the bottom of the Methow.
Yeah.
But that's down in the Pateras pool. We're usually not seeing a whole lot of movement up over wells. We'll see a bunch of movement out of the Pateras pool, that short run, up and into the Methow, but usually what's come over wells is what we're going to see above wells at that point. And so it's just, there's not a lot of hope in seeing those fish. And you know, if we get the news that it changes, we'll let you know, but it's just kind of not looking like it.
Well, I got to say, so this, it looks like this is really based on science. Numbers, counting, they're not there.
And you know, we've gotten better and better at tracking these fish. We just didn't have all these means of seeing all this movement in the past either. You know, that has a lot to do with it as well. And they just pay close attention to those numbers. And it's just something that they have to do. Like I've always said, the fishing is kind of just a happy byproduct of the fact that this is, you know, a season built to reclaim the population of steelhead on this river. And right now what you're going to see, though, is that brood collection. You'll see people out there from the hatchery are going to be working to get those fish. So, you know, just because you see a couple of people that are going to most likely be up in that Winthrop area, don't think that it's like everybody out there just fishing for fun. They're trying to, you know, get fish for the program.
Okay. Now, let's go through the mechanics here and let's just take the steelhead. Now, was it that they had a warm water die-off or they did not come up because the water was too warm?
They seem to have a lot better tolerance for a wider array of temperatures and conditions than salmon. I mean, those guys they're heading up, you know, just to spawn. They're really only built to make it here and get their spawning done because of that, which we talked about in the past, as we call it, the idioparity of steelhead, the multiple different habits and life periods and cycles of these fish. And they could be anywhere in that adult, juvenile, pre-first time spawn, pre-anadromous, or they could have been to the ocean and come back. In either case, they may or may not have spawned once, twice, three times. So there's just so much that they're built to tolerate. We didn't really, long story short, didn't have as much loss with them. We just had a lot more movement. And most likely just to be able to tolerate what they were seeing. You know, they were seeing hot water down there, the Wenatchee, probably way warmer than something they were smelling upstream, and they just kept heading towards that.
Okay, so steelhead, isn't that they died off so much, they just went somewhere else.
Yeah, and so it just threw our counts off for a little while as far as what we based the opening of that season on, and so there just had to be a change put on it. And
well, if you were to guess what might happen next year, what might you expect to be seeing for steelhead next year?
It's just, it's a tough one. It's like, that's like projecting in the stock market or weather. I mean, yeah, you can,
well, I know, but you know,
I can give you a little bit.
Well, you know the variables better than the man
sure.
on the street.
You know, I mean, next year, I think what we should expect is, you know, we have a lot more snow this year. It's probably going to warm up and come off, you know, unseasonably soon, though, like it did last year, I imagine. I mean, this is just kind of guesses based on what I'm seeing in the weather and everything, and then what we can expect in the last wild brood cycle out there and what we'd recruited or released from the hatcheries. You know, it was a pretty average season about 3 years ago, as far as I know. So we should be expecting fairly decent conditions for them to come back to, because even if this water does kind of melt off relatively fast, there's, I'm hoping, knock on wood, fingers crossed, enough of it up there that we won't get down to as low a condition this year on the river and as warm a water, I'm hoping, there again. And so fish should hopefully move up relatively unimpeded, unless there are some huge anomalies there, and do a pretty good job recruiting again. But then, like we were talking about, you know, we can be expecting, I think it's next year, to see the effects of fish spawning during the year after those fires and the and all that water, or all the silt that was in the stream and on the substrate. So or it might be the year after, if I'm wrong, but if I'm counting wrong here. But, you know, so you kind of have to look out 3 years.
Yeah.
From what these fish are doing this spring, 3 years from now will be the product of what they're able to pull off, given the conditions of the year.
Just a lot more pieces on the puzzle.
There's a lot to
with
it.
With this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it's, you know, it can be frustrating, but you got to respect the decisions that are made, or I respect the decisions that are made. I'm not going to tell you what to think. Because it can be tough, you know, speaking as a business owner, this is usually a big month for the guides to do steelheading, and a lot of these town, or a lot of businesses around town, like my friend Lance at the Outdoorsman, is usually selling a lot of steelhead gear. So conversely, it has a lot of effects on even just the you know, finances in the public, the community here. But, you know, you just kind of have to, there again, you can't base everything on this benefit, this bonus fishery, like I always say, that we just get to have. We shouldn't count on having or feel like we are entitled to.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say there again, remember, you're going to be seeing the guys from the hatchery out there fishing over this next month or two. Don't throw rocks at us because you can't fish, too. We're just trying to get some fish to make sure you can in the 3 years from now. But you will be seeing us out there working to get those fish. I wish we were all out there just playing. But hopefully next year, like I say, that should be a relatively normal return, I'm hoping.
Yep.
And some relatively normal weather. Hopefully we won't have hoot owl this summer. Hopefully we'll get to just trout fish all summer. And, you know, I guess should just end in saying, though, you should expect the unexpected going forward if you think there's anything to climate change.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be revisiting this issue as the years roll through. But that does not mean there isn't some fishing. I know you've been out other places.
So that's going to test the mettle of we guides out there. And so putting together all kinds of plan Bs, like I always have, you know, because I always want to do something, or at least just do something different. And so, you know, we're coming up on Omak Lake time, which I gotta say, I don't book trips for that one, but that's something I'll be doing, going out there and playing on that fishery, and I would definitely recommend people check that out. And then I'm gonna be doing, you know, some guiding on the still waters here, because we do just have great, you know, still water that gets overlooked a lot of the time because we're busy doing other things. And you know, there'll be other stuff opening up, and we'll just kind of keep you abreast of it. And if you want to check out the blog, you can find me there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and you can shoot me an email if you like at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or to give me a call. Just call me at 509-429-7298. Be happy to give you some fishing tips or book a trip and get you out there getting your fish on too.
Baby, going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole.